the Oscars. Do you like them?
They're okay.
I don't watch them, do you?
No, I just watch who wins at the end, you know, the wrap-up, because it goes for hours and hours. And I don't mind seeing what, the ladies wear, all the nice outfits and that, but yeah.
Yeah. So what do you look for with the ladies and the fashion? Do you look for a flowy dress? Do you look for, like, something that's showing a lot of skin? What do you like to see?
Oh, just as long as it suits them. Like Nicole Kidman sometimes, she's amazing what she wears, and sometimes you go, oh, what were you thinking? Because these people have got more money than God. They've got, you know, rich, and they've got people to dress them. So I don't know, and sometimes why they don't hit the mark. Okay. Like when I go to the Radio Awards, I dress myself. There's no one to...
You can tell.
Shut your mouth. But if I had a lot of money, I'd pay someone to dress me. I don't want to look damn fine.
You would
fine.
Love that.
God, yes.
You'd love having the coin you get dressed by someone, someone's doing your makeup, someone's lent you some fancy jewellery. You know, they do that.
Yes, like I've got $2 million in my ears from Lala. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
imagine that, though. You've got the $2 million in your ear. You get sloshed.
I lose one of them.
You have a bit of a tumble.
Which could happen.
It's happened before. Next
I
thing
know.
You know, you're one earring down in a $2 million set.
And they're messaging me going, where's our earrings?
And you just don't answer calls from the Cartier anymore. That's done.
Damn it.
The goodie bags.
Yeah.
Which always seems unfair to us regular people that rich people get mad stuff when they...
Because they can afford to buy all this themselves.
So the person that put these bags together has discussed them, and there's... one rule of something that can't go in there, that they won't put in there. What do you reckon that is?
I'm not sure.
It's the same rule as our workplace.
I thought it was, and I wasn't going to say it.
Christmas.
Yeah, no, adult
Secret
toys.
Santa.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one rule.
Okay.
They won't pop any, it doesn't matter who sends it, even if it's the top of the range stuff, they won't put that in there.
Yeah, so. And if it's the same rule for our work office and the Oscars, okay. It must be, a lot of people probably have that rule as well.
So previous gift bags have included things like a brain-sensing headband. Be a waste on you. That's true, though.
Yeah.
They've got that before.
Okay.
Brain-sensing. No, I mean that.
I thought you made that up.
No. It's legit. I don't know what a brain-sensing headband does, but it senses.
Well, obviously
brains.
You do, because you said, oh, you'll go to waste on you. So tell us all about it.
Also, 24-karat gold bath bombs have been in previous goodie bags.
Like, I know this. You're reading that going, you know, here I am with my, you know, $2 Kmart one that Trace bought me. When they're getting gold
Imagine
ones.
That.
Oh, you'd feel so la-di-da.
I'd be the Prince of Kepnock.
That's not a brag. Here he comes.
Here's
the old
Here's
Prince
the
of Kepnock.
No, you just shorten it to the Prince. I would like that. Don't say I wouldn't.
Okay.
You always say that I wouldn't like things, like, for example, sleeping with Kim K. You always say I wouldn't be able to enjoy things that I think I would be able to enjoy.
Yeah, you might, but she wouldn't.
All right, that's it. We've got to go out there.